As a steward of the 13 chickens that live in my family's coop, I'm always on the lookout for would-be predators. Through fairy tales and stories, we are often told to watch out for foxes in our hen houses. But there is a predator that can be wilier, slyer, and sneakier than a fox. This animal is ruthless and demonstrates some downright vampiric tendencies. It has a thirst for blood, chicken blood, and can be found throughout Maryland. The predator I'm speaking of is the American mink. For some of us, our only experience with a mink of any kind is a childhood memory of our grandmother's fur coat. Minks aren't an animal that we would often associate with our region, but they are very common. The American mink is nocturnal, preferring to hunt under the cover of darkness, so we don't often see them out and about. Minks live in forested areas and prefer spaces near rivers, streams, lakes, ponds, and marshes. They come to the water to hunt for wild prey, including muskrats, rabbits, mice, chipmunks, fish, snakes, frogs, and birds. Because of their exceptional climbing and swimming abilities and tenacious attitude, there are few animals that the mink can't catch. Minks have been known to swim up to 100 feet underwater while holding their breath and dive to depths of nearly 20 feet in pursuit of their next meal. But just like us humans, minks would rather not work so hard for their supper, and chicken coops are an easy target. The American mink weighs in at about 3 pounds and can grow anywhere from 1 to 2 feet in length. Their relatively small size doesn't stop them from hunting larger prey. They use their sharp teeth and strong jaws to attack at the neck and are often successful after a few bites. Minks are known for their voracious appetites and their ability to kill more than they could ever realistically eat. Unlike a fox who will simply abscond with 1 or 2 chickens in an evening, the American mink can devastate the entire population of a chicken coop in one night. What's a mink to do with a glut of freshly killed chickens? If you guessed, suck out each chicken's blood and leave the leftovers behind in a neat row, then you're correct. Having witnessed the aftermath of a mink attack firsthand, I think the American mink might have read one too many Anne Rice novels. It's understandable if the American mink's nocturnal vampire lifestyle isn't giving you warm, fuzzy feelings. The good news for the mink is that it does not care. Adult minks are solitary and territorial creatures, and the males are intolerant of one another. American minks possess potent scent glands that they use to mark their territory, and skirmishes between minks are common. A mink will only tolerate other minks during their 3-week-long mating season, and even then, the relationship is tenuous at best. In the late spring, female minks will have a litter of 3 to 6 kits in a burrow prepared by their mother in the months prior. The female will line her burrow with the fur of her prey, dried grasses, and leaves. The baby kits stay in the den until they're weaned when they're 5 to 6 weeks old. The babies will stay with their mother until the fall. Minks are rarely preyed upon by other animals because they're smart and sneaky, but adults can sometimes be scooped up by large birds of prey. Young minks can fall victim to snakes and raptors. The main predator for the American mink is humans. The mink's thick, soft coat has been a coveted resource for centuries. Today, wild minks have little to fear since the introduction of mink farming, which is sadly a $300 million per year industry. You can learn more about our native plants and animal species by visiting explorenature.org. The Nature of Things is produced by Irvine Nature Center for WYPR. For Irvine Nature Center, I'm Executive Director Brooks Paternot. As a steward of the 13 chickens that live in my family's coop, I'm always on the lookout for would-be predators. Through fairy tales and stories, we are often told to watch out for foxes in our hen houses. But there is a predator that can be wilier, slyer, and sneakier than a fox. This animal is ruthless and demonstrates some downright vampiric tendencies. It has a thirst for blood, chicken blood, and can be found throughout Maryland. The predator I'm speaking of is the American mink. For some of us, our only experience with a mink of any kind is a childhood memory of our grandmother's fur coat. Minks aren't an animal that we would often associate with our region, but they are very common. The American mink is nocturnal, preferring to hunt under the cover of darkness, so we don't often see them out and about. Minks live in forested areas and prefer spaces near rivers, streams, lakes, ponds, and marshes. They come to the water to hunt for wild prey, including muskrats, rabbits, mice, chipmunks, fish, snakes, frogs, and birds. Because of their exceptional climbing and swimming abilities and tenacious attitude, there are few animals that the mink can't catch. Minks have been known to swim up to 100 feet underwater while holding their breath and dive to depths of nearly 20 feet in pursuit of their next meal. But just like us humans, minks would rather not work so hard for their supper, and chicken coops are an easy target. The American mink weighs in at about 3 pounds and can grow anywhere from 1 to 2 feet in length. Their relatively small size doesn't stop them from hunting larger prey. They use their sharp teeth and strong jaws to attack at the neck and are often successful after a few bites. Minks are known for their voracious appetites and their ability to kill more than they could ever realistically eat. Unlike a fox who will simply abscond with 1 or 2 chickens in an evening, the American mink can devastate the entire population of a chicken coop in one night. What's a mink to do with a glut of freshly killed chickens? If you guessed, suck out each chicken's blood and leave the leftovers behind in a neat row, then you're correct. Having witnessed the aftermath of a mink attack firsthand, I think the American mink might have read one too many Anne Rice novels. It's understandable if the American mink's nocturnal vampire lifestyle isn't giving you warm, fuzzy feelings. The good news for the mink is that it does not care. Adult minks are solitary and territorial creatures, and the males are intolerant of one another. American minks possess potent scent glands that they use to mark their territory, and skirmishes between minks are common. A mink will only tolerate other minks during their 3-week-long mating season, and even then, the relationship is tenuous at best. In the late spring, female minks will have a litter of 3 to 6 kits in a burrow prepared by their mother in the months prior. The female will line her burrow with the fur of her prey, dried grasses, and leaves. The baby kits stay in the den until they're weaned when they're 5 to 6 weeks old. The babies will stay with their mother until the fall. Minks are rarely preyed upon by other animals because they're smart and sneaky, but adults can sometimes be scooped up by large birds of prey. Young minks can fall victim to snakes and raptors. The main predator for the American mink is humans. The mink's thick, soft coat has been a coveted resource for centuries. Today, wild minks have little to fear since the introduction of mink farming, which is sadly a $300 million per year industry. You can learn more about our native plants and animal species by visiting explorenature.org. The Nature of Things is produced by Irvine Nature Center for WYPR. For Irvine Nature Center, I'm Executive Director Brooks Paternotte.